School districts all over the country are debating whether making the school day longer will help children learn better. Here's Professor Thomas Hatch of Columbia University Teachers College.
It seems like a straightforward idea. If kids aren't doing well enough, if we just spent more time in schools, then kids should get better. But it's not just a matter of extending time. It's about using time more productively.
And that's the tough part.
So that means, first of all, figuring out, are you using the time that you have already efficiently? Second critical piece is, what are they actually doing? Simply extending, you know, time and having them doing more worksheets and low-level work is not going to be successful.
Professor Hatch says American students already spend more hours in the classroom than their more successful peers in countries like Finland and South Korea. So it's hard to say whether extending the school day will really make an impact on how well-prepared our kids are for college and beyond. Jennifer Sendro, FM News. One popular school reform involves making the school day longer. But just how long is an extended day? Here's Professor Thomas Hatch of Columbia University Teachers College.
Some districts are trying to just add on a half an hour or maybe an extra period if they can. But then some of the charter schools they've started the school at 7 in the morning and are ending it at 6 at night.
Of course, hours alone won't make kids smarter. But these changes are not just about keeping them in the classroom.
There are a number of different models out there that are experimenting with different ways to use time. So they're including after-school programs, they're incorporating more inquiry-based science, or they're developing clubs that might be in conjunction with a museum or an arts organization.
There's no evidence yet that extended days make for smarter kids, but they don't seem to hurt.
If we actually kept kids just constructively engaged, even if it was just recreational activities, that for some kids may be a positive development.
Jennifer Sendro, FM News. As school districts nationwide talk about extending the school day, many parents are wondering if more hours in the classroom can really make an impact. Here's Professor Thomas Hatch of Columbia University Teachers College.
Those who have their kids in music lessons and other kinds of after-school activities, they focused on athletic, just want family time with their kids, they find extending learning time in these ways to be highly problematic.
There's no proof that kids who spend more time at school do better, because you have to consider the quality of time spent, not just the quantity.
Well, all of these are part of this larger discussion about time. So one is about how much time should there be. A second is, how should it be used? Which subjects? Do you focus on basic skills? Do you focus on 21st century skills? Another is, how do you organize it?
Professor Hatch can appreciate why parents are skeptical.
The jury is still out on what will happen, and I think there are cases in which it may make a difference if people manage to use that time productively, but there are other cases where it's not clear that the kids are going to benefit in any way.
Jennifer Sendro, FM News.